This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The Washington hops crop is in, and it appears to have been a pretty good year for growers. Not record-breaking, but about average, which is a good thing. The Washington Hop Commission's Jackie Brophy says after a few years of pretty steady growth in demand, things look to be leveling off somewhat.
The stocks report, which is something that we also keep a close eye on, it was the September 1 crop report released by USDA NAS, and basically it lets us know what was left over from the prior year's harvest for all kind of intents and purposes, and it shows we're increasing a little bit on that in volume, but it's actually decreased a little bit in overall usage of the crop itself.
But Brophy says there's still a surplus.
We do see that there's a little bit left over, which is always nice. We've got that cushion, but it looks like things are actually starting to slow down a little bit in the States now, but we are seeing growth starting to accelerate a little bit overseas in a lot of different international markets.
And what percentage of our hops are exported?
You know, that does fluctuate year to year, but I'd say on average we export about 60% of the crop.
Thanks to the Northwest's favorable climate, fertile soils, and water availability, over 70% of all North American hops are grown in Washington State, 15% in Oregon, and 11% in Idaho.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.